Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting sixth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Jurek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The DH, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Wackenfuss. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Juan Berenguer. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is called out on strikes. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wackenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs juggles the ball. That's an error on Boggs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brookins moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brookins moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brookins scores. Trammell moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Whitaker moves to third. Cabell moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Whitaker scores. Cabell scores. Herndon goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Tigers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wackenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doug Bird now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cabell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurek is 0 for 1 in the game. Jurek takes first base on ball 4. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jurek moves to third. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wackenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 2 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Herndon moves to second. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Wackenfuss reaches second base with a double. Herndon scores. It's 7 to nothing, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jurek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. Jurek moves to second. Rick Miller pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski scores. Jurek moves to third. Gedman moves to second. It's 9-1, Tigers. Larry Pashnik now pitching. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-3 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins juggles the ball. That's an error on Brookins. Jurek scores. Gedman moves to third. Miller moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Tigers. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Stapleton now playing first base. Ed Jurek now playing shortstop. Luis Aponte now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Remy scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jurek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jurek takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Reed Nichols pinch runs for Ed Jurek. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Reed Nichols now playing shortstop. Oil Ken Boyd now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-3 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lemon moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nichols scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 10-2, Tigers. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boyd fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Julio Gonzalez now playing second base. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-4 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-4 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-4 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.